Good morning and welcome to the March 1st, 2022 Cecil County Council meeting. First things, you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one recommended change today. We can strike executive session land acquisition and possible action on executive session items from the agenda.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of February 22nd. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There is one letter, and it's from the Kim and Evans Family Foundation, thanking council for their donation.
Thank you, sir. Have the council got any correspondence? Any correspondence from council? Okay, public comments. Now's the time for public comment. Anybody in the chamber will make a 3-minute comment to the council. That's something we have some control over or interest in. Don't all rush at one time. Come on down, sir. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. President, members of the council. I'm Jack Young here on behalf of the League of Women Voters to address the issues of the upcoming ordinance.
Mr. Young, this is for, we're going to have a public hearing on that, and that would be the appropriate time for you to address that.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
Any more public comments? Public comments. Operator, would you check online, please, for public comments?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comments. Mr. Lawson, your report.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for March 1, 2022. Item 1, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, wind swept at Lewis, Phase 1A, 1B, 2A, and 2B construction record received substantial completion effective February 17th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars. Step right on down here.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. And
good morning, sir.
It's a very different day than last week.
I'm glad that plexiglass is gone as well.
So, first one up is the ordinance for the long neck communities. And that is an interesting one because it actually came in 3 steps. Branch and Autumn Roads were originally part of a developer-driven project and then dropped off because we could not afford that component to be standalone financed by the county, so it was dropped off. Then Tux Road applied. We extended the district to Tux Road. At that point, we had an original NOI file that was several years ago. While we were going through that process, the Sherwood Forest came on board, so now we had critical mass. This is a fairly large area. Over 250 units we're remediating, and that is about a third of the Herring Creek project. And you remember, the Herring Creek project was our biggest one since West Rehoboth. So there's a lot of big projects we're moving forward. So this one has then, once we combined it all, refiled the notices, got the invitation and the letter of the letter of conditions executed by the administrator. So now we have the funding in place and we're ready to approve, to introduce the associated debt service ordinance. So this is a very good funding package based on MHI. So we're getting what the regulations lay out because 1.5% of MHI in this particular one is relatively countywide. We use the countywide MHI median household income. And so when you do the math, the offer is for all just under 7.8 million with 3.86 million in loan forgiveness. So that's, you can see, so we're more than half is in the form of loan forgiveness. And that brings it down to the affordability level of 1.5% of the median household income. So so you have the finance and engineering departments suggesting that we move to introduction, or that we introduce, not move to, introduce the ordinance if you see fit, if I can read the short title.
Please read the short title, sir.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $7,788,761 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Long Neck Communities Septic Elimination Project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Anybody want to introduce it?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduced it. Next, sir.
Next one is the Public Safety Building, which also known as the Emergency Management Complex. So that one is moving forward. We have a couple of discussion items there, and I've discussed, the president and the administrator discussed an additional PCO proposed change order number 9 we received, which is today, which is discussed in the text. And I will get to it, and the president said he is willing to consider it,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'll hand the copy to the clerk. Hot off the press of this morning. I've been pounding on them to get it in, so just arrived. So let me start with the key issue is the interference between the drainage, which we discussed before, and the primary electric, which has 6 primary electric lines running from the corner, and that would be the town side of the corner down to the 2 transformers, one in the front of Arenas and one was sitting at the EOC. So in the design phase, in the bidding phase, right up to the actual construction, the team believed that we had a dual feed and all it would take is we go to the transformer, disconnect the one leads and connect the other leads. After some considerable investigation, including the EPNL finally opening the transformer, and Mr. Thomas and I standing by, safe distance, there were no leads. The EPNL plans show their leads, but they're not there, so obviously you know what happened thereafter. So EPNL said, well, let's just make a quick get it out of the way, put a few conduits in the ground, we'll do that. And that proved to be running dead into other utilities, so we put the brakes on it. That is the very small change order number 7, which has to do with just under $2,000 worth of conduit work, which is sitting in the ground not being used, but there was nothing we could do about that. So the other one was all the site plan changes which were triggered by that. In addition to, there were 2 roof leaders at the EOC. They were not properly shown to the right elevations and to the right locations. But since we're redirecting the drainage towards the joint maintenance facility, we're now able to tie these 2 existing roof drains. One was buried. So there's good reason why one of them wasn't shown. And they are now in the pipe, which are heading towards the big, our administrator likes to refer to the Sussex County Suez Canal. So they're being tied into that. So what you have to before you today is the other change order, which I had received prior to for the site modifications. When the discussions with DP&L took place, we all were led to believe that there were 3 phases coming over and there are 3 phases available at the sign. There's only 1 phase available at the sign and it's not in the conduit, which it should have been. So the electrical change order, which had handed the president and the clerk, deals with A, getting the conduits from the DP&L switches to the proposed location of the transformer, doing the transformer pad, which normally DP&L does, but they asked us to do both items. These are the big ticket items. And we're also extending and providing, they'll call it the Todd Lawson electric vehicle charging cabinets. I'm not taking any responsibility for that one. But the...
We can probably scratch that off.
The project has charging, non-electrical vehicle charging, that is just plug in a standard plug for our EMS vehicles,
right,
to keep them cool when they're parked there. What this does, and it's a smaller component of the site package, it brings 2 circuits, two independent circuits, from the transformer to two cabinets, where we can, in the future then, at these two cabinets, install dual vehicle charging stations, the big plugs, where you can charge your vehicle in short time. So I do think it's the right thing to do, don't get me wrong. I'm making light of it. But hopefully, one day, the county will have some electric vehicles, either the employees or the county, and that would be for them to be used in the future.
Sure.
So these are the components on the electrical side. So in this case now, I do have three motions instead of two motions.
Okay. Well, why don't you start with your first one, we'll see how that goes.
So the first motion has the two which are on the agenda wrapped into one motion, and then we'll come back to the electric one.
Okay.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change orders number 6 and 7 for contract 19-04 Sussex County Public Safety Building be approved, increasing the contract by $1,905.85 and $62,924.75 respectively.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the one change order number 9, which you just have. And we'll let me reread the motion. Is that one particular one? Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 9 for contract C19-04 Sussex County Public Safety Building be approved, increasing the contract by $56,830.98.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Next, sir.
Last comment, Mr. President. If you read through the memo, you see the gas discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, we've got two more minutes. Let's do orders of introduction. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have five. The first one is in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an expansion of a non-conforming borrow pit to include outdoor processing and recycling and perennial grinding, crushing, storage, and sale of tree/yard waste and concrete, as well as sales and storage of stone, mulch, soil, and related outdoor products to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 50.90 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer introduces it.
The next one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical office buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 2.29 acres, more or less.
We'll introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 9.54 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduce it.
The next one was also in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance amend conditional N, condition N of the conditions of approval in ordinance number 2766 for conditional use number 2201 relating to the sale of campsites within a campground/RV park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.0 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.00 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr.
President. Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Moore, is 1015 or is 1016? Time for our public hearings.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for a series of public hearings. The first ones will be 10-15 hearings, and will be followed up with a 10-30 hearing. The process for the public hearings is that there'll be someone from the county that will give a brief presentation on what the proposed ordinance concerns and what it's about. After that, the council will have an opportunity to ask any questions. Subsequent to that, the public is invited to comment, and if you do wish to comment, you would come forward, give us your full name, address, and make your comments to council. The first hearing is an ordinance amending the annual operating budget to incorporate additional realty transfer tax revenue and state pass-through grant revenue and allow expenditures in relation to that. And Ms. Jennings is going to give a short presentation on that one.
Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good morning, members of council. At the January 11th meeting, council did introduce the budget amendment ordinance. The ordinance amends the fiscal year '22 budget by increasing realty transfer tax revenue and realty transfer tax eligible expenses by the $12 million. And in your packet, I had the one summary slide in there. Just as a refresher, the $12 million is $6,444,000 would go to the counties and towns in Sussex County. The grant amounts were $100,000 minimum up to a $500,000 maximum. The funding can be used for anything RTT related, which would be public safety services, economic development programs, public works, infrastructure, and capital projects. There is no match requirement up to the first $100,000. The second part of that $12 million, which is $5,556,000, would be for land acquisition for open space. And there is a small amendment for pass-through grants that we did receive from the state, an amount of $216,000.
Any questions from council?
I do have one small one.
Mr. Hudson.
The date that they have to apply for it by, the towns?
So it will be the end of May. They have the opportunity to apply. I have letters that will go out today with the instructions for them.
Have until the end of May to apply.
Correct, yes.
And Gina, I think I know the answer to this, but the towns with their grant, RTT, they could also utilize that for open space?
Yes, as long as the open space is in their name, so it's part of their infrastructure.
Okay, I thought that was correct.
Yes.
Any more questions to council?
If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this proposed ordinance? Is there any member of the pub? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Name is Jeanette Actor. I live at 37225, excuse me, Tranquil Cove in Selbyville. Thank you for the opportunity to speak briefly. Today, I'm here on behalf of the Sussex County Land and Forest Preservation Work Group, which is a part of Sussex 2030. Our reason for being is to promote increasing open space in the county, in particular forest land and areas of critical environmental importance and those contiguous with already protected areas. Thank you to the county council for considering this ordinance today, and in particular to Ms. Jennings for developing it and submitting it. We are committed to continue to educate ourselves about all the programs in the state and county level, both governmental and private, which have the potential to increase open space and to find ways that we can increase public awareness and support for this work. We appreciate what you're doing here today and urge County Council to increase its activities in this area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeanette, can I ask you a question? Have you all done any outreach to the land trust to see what you could possibly do to work with them and help promote acquisition of open space?
That's part of our self-education process. Okay. We've been in touch with them about other projects, such as the Delaware Botanical Gardens in Dagsboro, for some years, and very heartened by their work. So yes, we'll be.
I think they'd love to work with you.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Jeanette.
Yes.
If your group
can identify any particular parcels that you have interest or you think we should have interest in, if you would pass that along.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate that opportunity. Because our members are spread throughout the county, and so there are eyes and ears on the ground that perhaps can be of help.
Absolutely.
We believe that every time people come to planning and zoning and they're worried about more and more development and all the problems you hear about every day, and other items such as last week's hearing on asking for more buffers, it's all really about the craving for open space. So important for the environment, for wildlife, for human health, not only physical but mental. So important, and thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the, ma'am?
Good morning, council.
Good morning,
President. Good morning. Thank you. And if you have any power over Putin, would you please do something today, too? So, anyway, I'm Nan Zamorski. I live in Seaford, 24496 Old Meadow Road. So I'm also part of the, I've been putting more and more effort to support Sussex 2030 because they're really, as a volunteer group, they're really trying to make a difference here in Sussex County and pull people together who have had this passion for a long time but no direction. We have a lot in Sussex County, we have a lot of people who, there's so many different groups that are all trying to preserve the environment or the wildlife in one way or the other, but no direction. So Jeanette and I are also working on this this group, this smaller group from Sussex 2030. So today I just wanted to put my support in for Finance Director Gina Jennings when she recommended the from the 6-month report that there is significant dollars, I think $5.6 million that can go towards funding for open space. I think that's a great suggestion, and I hope that you act on that. Please do. We need it, and I hope that this can just not just be a one-time thing, but an ongoing support. Because in the past there has been some problems, some up and down funding. So let's try to do it. And ag lands also to please try to preserve some of our beautiful lands. And there are a lot of volunteer groups, is what I wanted you to also know, and you're probably aware, that are willing, if you need lands to be walked and identified for rare species or just valuable species, there's a tremendous amount of people who have knowledge. And I'm a teacher naturalist. I volunteer with Delaware Nature as a habitat steward. It's all volunteer. That we walk lands for homeowners and to help them identify before they build a home. The position of the home. We're not experts in surveying or anything like that, but we can identify some of the valuable species. Master gardeners here in Sussex County, or there's a lot of them that are willing to volunteer. DenRec offers a lot of technical assistance, too, if you can find the right person. And so I just wanted to let you know there's a lot of support to help you identify lands. So I just wanted you to know that.
Just a quick comment, if I might.
Probably.
It perhaps should be stipulated that the budget money that we're talking about today is the result of really a windfall, because we've had such an uptick in our transfer tax revenue. So I think, just speak for myself, but I'm under the impression that this is going to have to be a year-by-year allocation, and so we can't promise that this would be an ongoing thing, but
okay.
But since we do have it, it's going to be, I think, a good thing that
it is.
We do have this money, so we'll have to take each year as it comes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand. I know it's not just an easy thing, but it's pretty astounding to have that kind of surplus, just unanticipated surplus just from a 6-month period of time, right. Which is sort of frightening, too, but maybe we can take advantage of it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the chambers that would like to speak in regards to this ordinance? Anyone else? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone waiting that would like to opine on this ordinance?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on the matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires closed public record.
Close public hearing. So give the council a closed public record. Mr. Moore, you need a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amending the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2022 to incorporate additional realty transfer tax revenue and state pass-through grant revenue and the allowable expenditures related to the additional revenue.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is for the issuance of up to $959,888 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with emergency Pintail Point project and authorizing the necessary actions. Mr. Medlars is going to give a brief presentation explaining the purpose of this ordinance, and then we'll have the public hearing. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Mr. County Attorney. We all know the history of Pintail Point, how we all came to work on this one, and you know that we have obviously included them in the sewer district, and we are operating their facility on the interim. We have a temporary discharge permit modified based on the drain field modifications we did. And we have 18 months to get it all completed. Three of them are run by already. So we have about 14 and a half, 15 months to get this project finished. It's a relatively simple project. It's it's just under $1 million. About one third of that $1 million is in loan forgiveness. Once we get it finished, that piece will come off the debt, and now this is has been approved by the WEAC Council, and we have the letter. This is the last step in order to get the funding in place where we can draw against it. So once you approve this and the bonds are issued and signed, we can start submitting the reimbursement requests for the project.
Can I ask a quick question?
Schaefer.
The 14-month period, that'll be actual, you suspect that they'll be actually be able to tie the dwelling units in within 14 months?
Once we had the interim drain field modifications completed, which were paid for by the HOA on a reimbursement basis, we lifted the restrictions and three new houses were tied in. So there's no restrictions in...
Understand, but you're running new central sewer, correct?
No, there is central sewer in place. We're using
with a tile field.
We're using the existing collection system, and in the future we will just be pumping the raw wastewater up to our connection point at the end of Cave Negro. No, of what's the name?
Hudson River.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
Questions? No. Nope.
Not. Thank you, Mr. Medlars. Is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there is anyone waiting that would like to opine on this proposed ordinance?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $959,888 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the emergency Pintail Point project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next matter, Mr. President, is an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2,376,356 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Oak Acres and Tanglewood Septic Elimination Project. And Mr. Medlars is here and will again give us a brief presentation. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Mr. County Attorney. The issue here is slightly different. It's interesting. This is on the south side. These two were brought in as part of a development project, the estuary, and we relied on infrastructure to be used on the private side to eventually tie this in. So in essence, we were looking for a pump station to be provided to us for the tie-in. No collection system here, so we have to install the actual collection system. When you look at the Pintail Point you just approved, collection system in place, we're modifying the pump station, but no force main, we have to run that up. So when you look at the costs, how they break down, both of these are essentially partially funded projects. We're using the estuary pumping system and force main. So, but it's still more expensive to put a collection system in after the fact than it is to put a pump station and force main in after the fact. So in this case, you see here, not quite twice as many units in the Oak Acres and Tanglewood, but more than twice as much. So I think that's sort of like, I want to keep you sort of abreast where that falls. When we do projects completely out of the gate with nothing in the ground, like Lockwood, which we approved a few months ago, you see even higher numbers per unit cost than that. So it's always much, much cheaper to put in central sewer from the get-go. I've learned that over 40 years, for sure.
Any questions, Council?
Any questions from Council?
Any questions?
If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this proposed ordinance? Is there any member of the public in chambers that would like to address this ordinance? Seeing none, operator, will you check the line, please, to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance up to $2,376,356 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Oak Acres and Tanglewood Septic Elimination Project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Moore, now time for our 10:30 public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time to discuss the ordinance to repeal ordinance number 2227 as amended by ordinance number 2243, chapters 11, sections 11.1 through 11.5, and it's the ordinance that we refer to as redistricting. And we do have a short PowerPoint. We're going to review some of the information that we had discussed before, and the reason, the facts on the census and redistricting. The population has increased such that there's been an increase of over 40,000 residents in the past 10 years. Mr. Lawson, I think that's the next slide. You can just that shows the district as they are now with, and because the redistricting is required every 10 years following each census to equally redistribute population among the census districts. So with our new census numbers, we will need to be within 5% of an ideal population of slightly over 47,000 residents in each district. The need for redistricting is, if you look at our district 2 years or 10 years ago, there was only two districts that needed to be changed. This year, four out of the five districts were outside the bounds of the acceptable deviation. District 1 is below the deviation, District 2 is below the deviation, District 3 is above the deviation, and District 4 is above the deviation. Only District 5 was within the acceptable range. The goals of the redistricting is keep together communities of interest and as much as possible follow road streams and other landmarks. In this process, one of the things that I looked at was school districts. The reason we did that because many of the municipalities and towns relate very strongly to their school districts, their school mascots. So as much as possible, we tried to look at those lines for communities of interest. Unfortunately, the geography is such, especially in the eastern districts are so large that it was impossible to exactly follow the lines. During the process of redistricting, we started this as soon as we had the numbers started going through, and we had many variations of this. And as you recall, we engaged the public in many steps of the way, and we asked for input. And one of the maps that we got in, there were several, was from the League of Women Voters proposal. And as we looked at this and compared it to many of the variations that we did, frankly, we saw that there was a lot of merit in the League's map. And from that, and going back to the school district example that I used, we made several adjustments, and now on the map is the map that we proposed to you. Variation one, looking, which is the next slide, shows that there was the northwest boundary of District 1 and District 2 between them was the, they used Reliance Road as the dividing line, and that would split much of Seaford community right in half. So we moved that boundary up so that it would follow the Seaford Woodbridge School District line, and we also made some other variations to the right as much as we could, or to the east, so that we could follow the lines. Unfortunately, because of numbers, we weren't able to do it as much as we desired. The second variation that we made was adding the small area northeast of Milford. That was just a small pocket that you can see, and there were very few people lived there. They were in the Milford School District and was close proximity to the Milford town limit, so that's why we made that variation. The next areas 3 and 4, they had the Mr. Riley's district 5, going clear to Route 1 in one area, and we thought that, you know, that was more, had more relationship with Mr. Schaefer's district, so we had moved that for that line further west. And also the other deviation was around the town of Milton. We know that there's certain growth that's going to be taking place outside of the town of Milton because of plans that are already in place. So we increased that area so that all the area of Milton would be included in the one district. The deviation for areas 5 and 6, and first, at the very bottom in the Gumborough area and down to the actual state line, we straightened out a district, straightened out the one line. And then on the western part of that, southwestern of Mr. Riley's district, we followed the school district line as, and so that was the only change there. So the county council details on District 1, we had to expand to capture more residents, and this district is wholly contained in western and southern Sussex, includes all of Laurel, Seaford, Blades, Bethel, Gumborough, and Delmar. I think Mr. Vincent had mentioned to me because of an annexation, there might be a small part of Seaford that is possibly not in that. It was not showing that way on the maps we had, but that is the one deviation from this. But it contains most of the Seaford School District, all of Laurel and Delmar School Districts, and a portion of Indian River School District. District 2, again, Bridgeville from District 1 and Milton from District 3. However, it lost Georgetown to District 5. It has most of Woodbridge School District, parts of Cape Inlopen, Indian River, and Milford School Districts. District 3, because of the large population increase, this district underwent significant changes. The district contains all of the Delaware Bay beach communities, Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach, as well as some of the areas on the northern stretches of the inland bays. The district contains much of the Cape Inlopen School District, as well as parts of Milford and Indian River School Districts. District 4, this district lost much of its northern reaches, but picked up Fenwick Island. In addition to Bethany Beach, South Bethany, Fenwick Island, the district includes Frankfort, Dagsborough, and Selbyville, the southern U.S. Route 113 corridor, and many of the small southern towns and villages. All of this district's area is with Indian River School District. District 5, even though this was the only district that was within the mandated deviation, it has probably undergone the most dramatic change. This is now the Central Sussex District. Georgetown was added this district, while Fenwick Island, which was added District 4, Gumborough and Delmar, which were added District 1, were removed. This district spans portions of Cape Inlopen and Indian River School Districts. So with the, there is one modification that as we were going through in preparation when we, at the end of the public hearing that I will submit. As you recall, traditionally we use just meets and bounds descriptions, and I did express concern with the meets and bounds descriptions with the mapping because of the way the census blocks were laid out. So for this ordinance, I had several methods of description. I gave a meets and bounds description, also the census blocks description, but most importantly, we attach the maps, and these maps have not changed. However, we found typos in both the second district and the fourth, and I would make a motion at the end of the public hearing that you consider just that housekeeping motion. for the public hearing itself. This is good. The public hearing is on the ordinance itself. I know that during the process there were emails and letters and discussions concerning other issues that are within the state control, not the county council control. So this hearing will be on the ordinance as presented. So at this time, the public hearing is open, and I know, Mr. Young, you had stood up earlier and like to speak, so if you would like to come forward first.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, members of the council, I am Jack Young for Ellender Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Redistricting following the decennial census is required by one man or one person. Principles set forth in the United States Supreme Court cases such as Reynolds versus Sims, Wesley versus Sanders, and Baker versus Carr. The League has participated throughout this process. In constructing its districts, the League was governed by the following principles, which were derived from the Constitution and Code of Delaware. First, each district consists of contiguous territory. Second, each district is equal in population. Third, major roads, waterways, natural boundaries, and municipal boundaries are considered. And finally, the districts are not drawn to unduly favor any person or political party. In addition, communities of interest are included where possible into a single district. And here, a community of interest includes any group who share a common social, cultural, racial, ethnic, a school district, or economic interest common to that particular group. This ordinance is consistent with those principles. The county attorney's maps and meets and bounds descriptions follow closely the League's original submission and the standards established in the Constitution and Code. The League accordingly fully supports enactment of the proposed ordinance. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the chambers that would like to address this issue? Anyone else in the chambers? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone waiting online that would like to opine on this ordinance?
If anyone who's not qualified and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-4. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-4. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
Close public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close public record. Mr. Moore, I think you have an amendment or?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. We can do them both with one motion. The first is in the second district, and it's lines P and Q of the census block description needs to be deleted and replaced with, and quotations P, in census tract 050806, comma, blocks 1003 through 1007, comma, and 2016 through 2021, end of quotes. And in the fourth district, line C and D of the census block description needs to be deleted and replaced with, and in quotes, C, in census tract 050707, comma, blocks 1000 through 1030, comma, and 2000 through 2031, period, and D, in census tract 050708, comma, blocks 1000 through 1039, end of quotes.
Entertain motion for that from the council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second. Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the amendment? We're going to vote on the amendment only. We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
I vote yes, and I'm going to make one quick comment. I've been involved in politics for many decades, and I want to commend the county attorney and the county staff for about the most nonpartisan, apolitical event I've ever witnessed in my life. But so I think they deserve a lot of credit.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Green, your vote.
We're voting on the amendment.
On the amendment only. What
the
would
amendment.
You give?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. And again, that amendment does not change the map at all. An ordinance to repeal ordinance number 2227 as amended by ordinance number 2243 and chapter 11, comma, section 11-1 through 11-5 of the Sussex County Code relating to councilmanic election districts and adopting new councilmanic election districts as amended by council today.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
I want to commend to the attorney and those that worked on this. I'm excited that we have Greenwood and Bridgeville together with the Woodbridge School District involved in that. I look forward to the stretch to Milton and working with the people there. I'm very pleased with my councilmatic district, and I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes.
I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. We had that. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody got anything? Okay. Let me make sure before I say something here. We will entertain a motion to recess until 1:30 public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah, motion carried. We're now in recess to 1:30.